Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay, I'd like to welcome back the wonderful Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. And if you go to drfredhollinsworth.com, you could see all about him. And he's got a wonderful website and maybe a soon-to-be blog, which would be absolutely wonderful. But his book is a must-get for everyone. And please get this book. And it is all about the healthcare system. It's called Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost. And Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, once again, is our guest. Binge listen to everything that we've been doing together here. But Dr. Fred, let me welcome you. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, let me...
Last time we talked, I was talking about people who want very much to be healthy. They listen to their doctors, they read the newspaper, they watch television and learn everything they can about how to be healthy, except many things they learn are just simply not true. Now, today I would like to talk about normal weight. One thing, for example, is the idea that overweight is caused by overnutrition. That's not true. Overweight, a person may have taken in too many calories, but they are short of things like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and as a result, they're overweight. It's a strange thing, but that's a fact. If they eat all the things they should eat, they should have normal weight. There's an ad on television about having the food delivered to your house and eat all the food and lose the weight.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, you're right. I mean, so many people are so focused on weight. I'm one of them, and I battle weight up and down. And sometimes it's not what I'm eating. It's just that I'm eating too much of it, or I'm not getting enough exercise. But you mentioned vitamins. You mentioned getting the right vitamins. What's needed to move your calories through your body? What's needed to get your metabolism going? Vitamins?
Your B vitamins are important. I'm not so good on specific things. I just have some general ideas.
Vitamin B complex and another, or B12.
And by the way, all of these things are included in 27 false beliefs are in chapter 5. The idea also that people who eat too much fat get overweight. Eating fat doesn't cause you to gain weight. Fat is the slowest thing to digest, and people who eat too much fat are not overweight. It doesn't cause overweight whatsoever. And the second thing is, if you want to maintain normal weight, you need to deprive yourself of food and be hungry all the time. That's not true. If you eat the right foods, you are never hungry, and you maintain normal weight.
Yeah, well, right. There was a book written back in the 70s that had a great title, and it said, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. And I guess that referred to people overeating because they're stressed or because they're uptight about something. And I always thought it was a great title. Do you remember hearing that book?
I'm not sure if I remember that book.
But yeah, it is a clever title. You stop short of saying carbs. You didn't say carbs. You said fat, and that it's a misnomer that that people
they trim off the fat from their meat, and they won't eat butter and all that sort of thing. They think that eating too much fat will make them fat, whereas maybe the exact opposite is true.
Yeah. Maybe the fat helps generate some burn of the calorie. The fat, saturated fat specifically, is what people point to as heart problems. I mean, do you want to address that? The saturated
what kind
fat,
of fat is that?
Saturated fat.
Well, there's an argument between saturated fats, like from meat and eggs and things like that, and also the other kind of fats, like corn oil and vegetables. There is an allegation that saturated fat is not good for you. It causes heart disease. we know that heart disease is not caused by eating saturated fats. It's caused by other things. I have my dissertation, a doctoral dissertation, I ended up with 16 theories of the causes of heart disease, and the most important one was inflammation caused by not enough nutrients and so forth. But that's another story. Now, there's also the idea that being overweight is the cause of other illnesses, like people who are overweight are more likely to get cancer or heart disease or diabetes or so forth. I'm pretty sure that these things are not caused by being overweight. However, being overweight is the same thing that's caused, in other words, when you get heart disease or cancer or heart, or those things, the same thing that caused those things also cause overweight. And so that you can't, people assume the cause of something when something is not the cause. But being overweight is a symptom that you're not getting enough nutrients, and therefore you're subject to attack by other illnesses.
Yeah, that's very interesting. DrFredHollinsworth.com is where everyone should go. It's a great website, and he is terrific, as you can hear. And again, we're talking about weight control with the author of Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost, Frank McKay, here with Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. How much do you concentrate in your book about weight loss and folks that talk about weight loss? It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
I have about four or five items here in chapter five that have to do with the weight loss. That's probably about all. But study those four or five things and adhere to them, I think your weight will be normal.
Yeah, well, it's definitely it's healthier to be on par. You don't see an awful lot of older fat people, right? And I could say that in good conscience, because I've battled weight left and right. But you don't see a lot of, like, you're thin. When I see you, you look like you're slender. You're in good shape. My uncle is 83 years old, and he's doing well, and whatever. He's slender. His girlfriend is 90, and she's slender. You don't see an awful lot of heavy set older people. Is that accurate, or am I just misreading that?
Well, if they are, they're probably dead by now.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like most old people usually shrivel up. They lose their muscle, and I've lost a lot of muscle, but I'm not fat.
Yeah. That's a big thing. Were you ever fat? Have you ever battled weight?
I've never been fat. I probably have lost a little weight lately. It's fat. Maybe it's water. I don't know. But anyway, I've never had a weight problem.
Are you conscious of it? And especially, we should mention that you're 90 years young. And
90.
Yeah, which is...
Today is the 13th. Today is the 12th, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow I will be 90 and one half.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, tomorrow's your half birthday.
Yes. If I last that long.
Yeah, that's... You're gonna outlast me, I think. It's not unusual for people to live to 100 now. I mean, I know many people that are 100 years old. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I didn't know anyone who was 100 years old. So,
yeah.
So I think we're getting
absolutely
better.
People, my grandfather and his mother, my great-grandmother, each lived to be 102. They didn't know anything about vitamins and so forth.
So I don't know
if I'll last that long.
You have to be thinking that there's genes involved in that. And the other thing is the fact that you've seen people live to 100 puts in your mind, and mentally and emotionally, you have in your mind that it's not out of the question to live to a ripe old age.
No, what we want to do is not live longer, but be healthier while we're living.
Right.
Living longer is not fun unless you're healthy. So
Yeah, we don't want to live on a ventilator. You know, you could keep somebody alive forever if you keep them on a ventilator. And
well, yes, you can keep people alive a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking about another item here. The idea is that if you have bone loss, you need calcium. Well, calcium, people that are low on bone, usually don't have a deficiency of calcium in their diet, but they have a deficiency, may have other minerals. Besides calcium, to make bones, you need magnesium, phosphorus, several minerals, and one, for example, is copper. Now, cows who lived on a pasture that was deficient in copper have been known to have broken bones spontaneously. Fathers and mothers have been hauled into court for abusing their children. When the children had broken bones, when the children were eating a diet deficient in copper, and this is the case. Copper, very important. It helps a lot. So you need several minerals for your bones.
And copper is one of them. Yeah, you never hear about copper being a essential mineral, but you know, apparently it is.
No, your doctor says, oh, you got a bone loss, you got osteoporosis, you need more calcium. Well, that's true, but you certainly need a lot of other minerals, and they don't talk about them.
Yeah, right. Well, that's just it. Is there a multi-mineral that you recommend? Do you recommend any over-the-counter?
Well, I don't know. I am on oral chelation, meaning chelation orally, which cleans the calcium out of my arteries. The last time a doctor checked, a few checks, he told me I have strong heart and no blockages. And I have take this oral chelation, but it kicks out some useful minerals as well as some harmful ones. And so I take an additional pill, which is a multi-mineral, and it has all kinds of minerals in it. Now, some minerals you can take more of. If you take too much magnesium, for example, you will have a loose bowel sewer, and you will not like that.
Right.
So you have to be careful not to overdo it. With some minerals, iron is not good to take too much iron. Some minerals you don't take too much, but that which is in most formulas that are commercially produced, all right, you need a lot more iodine probably than what's in there. And some other things, experimentation will help you know a little bit.
Again, let me remind everyone, drfredhollinsworth.com is where you should go. Buy the book, everyone. Buy the book. And, you know, I know so many people respond after hearing these shows. Please binge listen to all of our shows with Dr. Fred. He's a recurring guest, and he'll be back again. But today we're talking a little bit about weight control. We've got a couple moments left with Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. Buy the book, everyone. Buy two of these books. You know, one for yourself and one for someone else. It's he's not going to steer you wrong, that's for sure. And it's called, once again, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs. Frank McKay here with the author of that book, Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. Doc, just to kind of close it out on weight control and overweight syndrome or whatever you want to call it, for years, people, and again, you've seen it. You've lived longer than me, almost twice as long as me, and you've seen how the medical community has treated overweight situations, and they have made money. They have made money over people about people being overweight, and they don't mind that when their patients come in, because they know it's going to lead to other things and maybe more medications.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think that doctors that have treated weight control have made a lot of money. Some of them are correct and some of them are not, but the patient has to do what the doctor says. I always tell people, do what your doctor says unless you know something better. And so of a lifetime, you may learn a few things. I'm alive because of good doctors and good nurses and good healthcare professionals. But I also am alive because of things that I learned that are contrary altogether from what the doctors tell you. Heart disease is one of them, for example. And I had a lot of health problems which I'll talk, I can talk about sometime.
Yeah.
But I overcame them.
Well, listen, and you know, you're a person we look to when we think about alternative to the healthcare industry, and you're not gonna, you know, you're not profiting from telling people to take certain drugs or whatever. You're trying to save them money. And again, the book Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost is a must get for everybody. Go to drfredhollandsworth.com. Doc, anything you want to leave us with?
No, I think that if you go to chapter 5, you find those things about weight control, you'll be in good stead.
Listen, I want to thank you once again for being here and for writing the book. Everyone get...
And the cost of my book is far less than a bottle of pills that you may get from your doctor.
And much healthier and much, you know, much more mind-expanding. And again, Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs is the name of the book. DrFredHollandsworth.com is where you should go. Buy the book, everyone, and please binge listen to everything we've been doing here. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.